what's going on inside underneath the hood is a little more complicated. Now, generally my heart goes into my mouth at this bit, so you remember which way to use this. Oh, it's my dulcet tones. My light Scouse lilt. Now, these don't always want to... Here we go, very carefully. Now, the reason I say my heart's in my mouth, one of these machines sold at auction in, I think it was December, for £80,000. That was considered a bargain, an absolute steal. It was bought by a New Zealand gentleman. He was an interest in small furry creatures, apparently. His name's Peter Jackson, don't know if you've heard of him. And he popped over here and visited us 2 weeks before Christmas, didn't tell a soul. The tour guide didn't know who he was. It wasn't until he got home and looked him up. It's not often when you're on a tour when someone turns around at the end and says, "Oh yeah, I bought that Enigma machine. My one doesn't have that on it. Your one." Right, let me just explain to you a little bit what's going on. Now, what we've got it in now is setup mode. Every day at midnight, all the Enigma operators would set up their machine for the day, and these settings would last 24 hours. They would have a sheet that they would consult, which explains them how to set the machine up. And this also helps explain how it works. Now, you may have noticed as I was typing away that that rotor there is turning. Yeah? So here's what's happening. We have a battery here, very low powered. Actually, there's actually a couple of AA batteries in there, but I didn't tell you that. No, that's another one. The wiring from the battery goes down 26 wires, one for each key, down to the keyboard. When I press a key, the electricity flows through the key and down to this front panel. This is called the plug board, or the original German is Steckerbrett. Now, in here, we have a number of cables. I shan't move them because they're very delicate. And these are actually 10 wires with a plug at each end. And there are 26 sockets, one for every letter of the alphabet. And what this does is it's the first part of our scrambling of our cipher. So if I press A, and let's actually pick one that's plugged in. If I press W, W has been plugged in to, let's say, T. And the electricity will flow out of that socket, round into the T socket, and into back into the system. So you've made your first change to your letter. You've gone from W to T. Now the electricity flows up to this rotor assembly at the back here. Now at this point, I'll show you an actual rotor. I'll explain what this box was for in a minute. So, again, original Enigma rotor. I'll hold it up for you so you can get a good look here. Maybe that way. So, on the rotor,